chanting, taking a wonderful advantage of this most holy place. And now the time is coming for us to wind up a little bit. We have to transfer ourselves back to Govardhan, which is not too bad. And just before we leave, I would like to introduce to you the caretaker of Teya Kadamba. He's sitting here, Rishikesh Baba. I hope you can appreciate how sattvic the atmosphere is here, how nicely this place is being maintained in a very clean, it's very clean, it's a very wonderfully effulgent place. Huh? You have seen many places in India, I'm sure they are not all like that. Right? So, Rishikesh Baba has been maintaining this place for many, many years and has developed it to what you see today. And he has, first I would like to say Rishikesh Baba is a disciple of a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, connected with the Gaudiya Math of Imli Tala in Vrindavan. Mm? So we belong to the same family. And he's a great preacher of the holy name and of the glories of Srila Rupa Goswami. Great blessing upon him to be the caretaker of this place. And he's assisted by Shyamsundar Baba. I would have seen him, a younger one, with long, long hair. So, not only Baba is maintaining this place, but he has also developed a small temple in Nandagaon, for the maintenance of this place. Yes, he has developed that. So he stays mostly there, and he comes and spends the whole day here receiving the pilgrims and preaching to them. And his way of preaching is very interesting. He's actually a dramatist, and we will have you sample a little bit of his qualities. He tells the pastimes of Krishna in a very dramatic way, and we like him to do this for us today, to bless us with this. And I will also request you, Baba has prepared for us a wonderful sweet rice. Do you know why sweet rice? Because Srimati Radharani herself cooked sweet rice in this place to facilitate Srila Rupa Goswami's desire to feed his brother Sanatan some sweet rice. So as per tradition, even though this is a very remote place, every single day you will be served sweet rice here, made from pure cow's milk. And he has kept for us also some pakoras. Gopastami festivals pakoras. And just recently there was Gopastami. So Baba wishes to give us all that. We will be receiving this as we leave from here, whenever we leave after a few minutes. You please accept this prasada. We'll also request you to leave a donation for Teya Kadamba. I hope some of you have brought a little cash with you, something. And you leave a donation for the development of Teya Kadamba and also for the development of the little temple in Nandagaon, so that this place can remain nicely open for people from all over the world to come and take inspiration. This is the heart of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, the place where Rupa Goswami wrote his books, and especially the Nectar of Devotion. This is a very powerful place. This is his bhajan kutir. Rupa Goswami stayed in Vrindavan most of the time after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he performed his bhajan in different places, in Radhakund, in Sevakund, also in Jatipura, near Rudrakund, where we have our ashram there. But this is considered the main place of Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan. So I will hand over the mic to Rishikesh Baba, and he will tell us some beautiful pastime of Krishna. Yes? He will tell us that in a few minutes. 5 minutes takes him to tell a whole story.